Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to True Crime Time for Thursday, December the 12th. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Back at it again, huh? Back in the saddle. Going to bring you some stories. And I've got actually a couple updates that you don't even know about. Breaking news. But it's raining a little bit outside. So if y'all hear that.
I'll do my best to get it out of editing.
Yeah, they probably won't be able to hear it. But we're going to lay down some tracks.
You want to say happy birthday to somebody?
Oh, yeah, I want to say happy birthday to the man who literally made me.
Yes, thank you.
Woodrow Leo Overton Sr. That's a long story. Supposed to be Junior.
You're supposed to be the third.
But it got messed up. I'll tell it real quick.
Yeah.
So my pawpaw was Woodrow Lee Overton, and then my daddy was born in a small hospital in Centerville, Mississippi, and when they did his birth certificate, they named him Woodrow Lee O. The middle name, instead of being Lee, was L-E-O Overton, and he would have been a junior had he been Woodrow Lee. My entire life, until I was 18, I went into the Army, I thought I was a third, and my middle name was Lee, mm-hmm. because my daddy goes by Lee, mm-hmm. and they call him Lee Overton,
yeah.
and he didn't like Leo.
So
anyway, daddy, happy, I think, 84th birthday, and I love you very much, and very proud of you, and thank you for raising all of us and blessing us with the lives that mm-hmm. we have.
Thank you for the man that I have today.
Yep. Thank you for making me the man that I am today. So that's awesome. Happy birthday, and hopefully many, many more. So, y'all, let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
Yes. We're going to start with two teens shot.
Hey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me interrupt you.
Sure.
Since we're doing breaking news, yeah. Let's reverse the order today.
Okay.
So, yesterday, I finally reported on the story about the United Healthcare CEO being executed outside the Hilton in New York City. And we told y'all about them looking for the cat and everything else because he ran like a little bitch. Well, guess what? They got him, y'all.
Yay.
And his name is Luigi Mangione. And he was detained in a Pennsylvania McDonald's 5 days after United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's murder.
Yeah.
Where he executed him. So 5 days after he was shot outside the Manhattan Hotel, police identified Luigi Mangione as the primary suspect. Now check this out. You may never think this about this guy.
Okay.
So on December 9th, Mangione, 26, was apprehended at a McDonald's, and he evidently liked McDonald's because they found his backpack in the park mm-hmm. near the shooting, and it mm-hmm. had Monopoly money in it, McDonald's things. So He was apprehended at McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee reported his suspicious behavior. Now, police found a gun resembling the one used by Thompson's shooter, a silencer, a fake New Jersey ID, which was used to book a stay at an Upper West Side hostel, the one I told you about, and a 3-page manifesto.
Oh.
Right? All in his possession when they hooked up with him. So back to it, Thompson was shot 3 times by the masked gunman early on December 4th as he arrived at the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. I think I stayed there. The gunman fled on an electric city bike and disappeared in Central Park, avoiding police and prompting a $10,000 reward for information leading to his capture. Thompson was transported, the victim, to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Now, detectives found the words "deny, defend, and depose" on the shell casings found at the scene. And the words are similar to "deny, delay, defend," a phrase about the insurance industry to describe a strategy for rejecting claims. Mm-hmm. But they say, however, as of yet, no motive has been established.
Even with the manifesto?
Yeah, right. But here's what we know about Luigi.
Okay.
Right? He was born and raised in Maryland. Okay, he's a good-looking kid.
He's young.
He's a murderer, right? So, according to NYPD Chief of Detective Joseph Kinney, Mignone, however you say his name, was born and raised in Maryland, although his last known address was in Hawaii. And he also has ties to San Francisco. He was a high school valedictorian. Mm-hmm. Okay. He graduated as a valedictorian from Gilman School, an all-boys independent institution in Baltimore. He received a bachelor's and a master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania. So, and a spokesperson from the university confirmed that he graduated in 2020. Mm-hmm. With a bachelor and master's degree in engineering and computer information science. And before starting his final year at the University of Pennsylvania, Mignone worked as an artificial intelligence teaching assistant at Stanford University. Jeez. In the summer of 2019. And according to his LinkedIn, he began working as a data engineer at True Car Inc., which is an automotive retail website based out of Santa Monica, California. In November of 2020, however, he had not been an employee of the company since 2023, as mm-hmm. sort of a spokesperson for True Car came out and said. Mm-hmm. And on December 9th, Mignone was identified and detained as the primary suspect in the fatal shooting of Thompson, which we told y'all about, and it occurred 5 days before. And so, again, to summarize for you, Thompson was arriving at the hotel in Midtown Manhattan just before 6:45 a.m. on December 4th when the masked gunman shot him in the chest in what police deemed a targeted attack. They said he had been lying in wait for several minutes before he shot Thompson at least 3 times. And he knew which door the CEO was going to enter. Now, that's a big deal. People don't know about, and I read some people panicking over the security industry, right, for these professionals. Shit I used to do.
Yeah.
It was going to be big now.
You know what that means.
Yeah. So anyway, when they found him on December 9th, McDonald's, and I told you about the gun. So a law enforcement source says that Mignone had a 3-page manifesto, which was critical of the healthcare and insurance industry, on his person when they detained him. And it's pretty crazy, right? Super, super smart guy, but they're saying this gun, this firearm, was made from a laser printer.
That's a deal now. They're right? Making that, so yeah. much from laser printers.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
Isn't it made out of like plastic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like it's a fucking welding, art welding machine.
We had a laser printer at Marpaw, small, though. I mean, it was, you know, many years ago, and it could make some amazing that we obviously never made a gun.
You would figure that they'd have to have at least some metal component in it. I guess mm-hmm. not.
I mean, the ones that we had, well,
your,
was not.
Your firing pin has to strike so the bullet has the projectile, mm-hmm. which obviously is what kills you. Then it's put into a casing. The casing contains the primer right. and the gunpowder. Okay. On the very end of it is a circle with a little dot. The firing pin has to strike. When the firing pin strikes that, it causes a spark, which causes the powder to explode, which causes the bullet to
ignite.
To eject
fire.
Yeah, shoot.
Not ignite.
Out of the casing, right? And so I don't know how. I guess plastic can be hard enough, and they could engineer it enough where it strikes that firing pin, makes the explosion go off.
I don't know.
So genius dude obviously had problems and killed the CEO for whatever.
I just wonder what the personal. I mean, I'm afraid that one of his parents got sick. You know what I mean? There's so many.
It could be, but there's no excuse for murder.
No, gosh, no. And then
put everybody in an uproar. Mm-hmm. And they said the only people are really going to make money off of this are the security professionals.
Yeah,
and but a CEO like that, you're talking about a billion-dollar company.
Well, and I know because we pay like $1 million
in insurance. And CEOs like that have personal security.
They do.
Like, I mean, they have drivers and people that
diplomats.
They're responsible, mm-hmm. especially on a convention like this. You would know what door to go in and have them safely because you don't want to get stopped. We're somewhat public figures and we go in restaurants, whatever, and people will stop and say hi. And it's great. We love it. But these people, obviously have people with nefarious intentions.
Absolutely. Well, so do you.
that they need protection from. But I'm glad they caught Luigi, and hopefully the wheels of justice will get him. And while we're on the topics of updates, and we told y'all about the guy, I told you about the guy in the New York subway, the Marine who strangled the guy to death because he felt he was being a threat to other passengers and himself, but he put him in a chokehold for 6 minutes. They even had his Marine instructor testify in the trial and all that. But so the jury was hung on the manslaughter charge. Mm-hmm. And so the judge sent him home, said, think about it, the negligent charge, right?
Right.
And the jury came back today, not guilty. Now, you already got people saying that it's a racist jury and shit like that, but I'm the least racist person in the world. You know that. But you also know
how Gwadir is and how jury selection goes.
Absolutely. There's a lot that goes into it. They're not going to have a bunch of Nazis up on the panel. Mm-hmm. Neither side is going to allow that. The judicial system doesn't allow it. And no, they don't get it right all the time, but mm-hmm. on this time they deliberated, and even on the lesser charge, they were like, this dude was trying to save people.
Yes.
So,
but how do you feel about
that? Jury, that if you got a problem with it, take it up with the jury.
Yeah.
So, there are your updates for True Crime Time for Thursday. Now, ladies.
Okay. First. Well, now I'm going to a man named Baron Lee.
Baron Lee sounds like a karate fighter.
Right. And his life was forever altered on the morning of July 10th,
do you remember Bruce
2020.
Lee's, the dude, because Bruce Lee was the master kung fu mm-hmm. guy or whatever. And it was Brandon Lee, who mm-hmm. was the actor in The Crow.
Yeah, I don't think this one's related.
Not him, but I'm saying, I'm just talking out of my head. Brandon Lee, who did The Crow, mm-hmm. which I was in my 20s when that came out. I thought that was one of the fucking most badass movies ever made. And then he went to do The Crow 2. And he was playing around on the set, and he had the pistol loaded mm-hmm. with blanks, and he put it to his temple and pulled the trigger. And what people don't realize, even though they're called semi-munitions, mm-hmm. the bullets like that, the fake
mm-hmm.
they're not fake because they go off, they make the noise and everything, and fire comes out in the barrel, and people don't realize it has wadding, and it comes out with enough force it can kill you. And it goes back to the Lee. They say Bruce Lee was cursed, and his family members are cursed to die by accidental means.
So tell us about this Lee. So as he walked to his car outside his home in Washington, a gunman fired several shots, striking Lee multiple times. But he survived.
Okay, wow. Good for him.
And he was left facing uphill physical recovery that took months and inflicted lasting trauma. Though the shooter was not immediately identified, authorities in Bellevue, Washington, eventually determined the attack on Lee, a father of a young man with special needs, was motivated by a bitter custody dispute.
Oh, divorce is cheaper.
Police were led to the culprit after tracking a truck that had been seen on surveillance footage. Now, in 2020, I mean, even just a few years ago, yeah, that's
everywhere. Yeah. Ring cameras and surveillance footage and everything else.
And there was surveillance footage near the scene, a truck on surveillance footage near the scene for several hours on July 10th.
Like they were hanging out waiting on
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the truck was driven by 17-year-old Quincy Mendez.
Oh, Quincy, nothing shows a little premeditation like you hanging out for several hours before you shoot
it. Exactly. And he acted as the getaway driver for his friend, Joseph Good, who's not too good, who was also 17, who fired the shots at Lee. The attempted murder of Lee is the subject of Teenage Assassins, which I guess this seems to be something that I'm talking about. This is going to be an upcoming episode on like an investigation series for People Magazine, and yeah, it premieres on December 9th. People
Magazine is the shit, isn't it? They have everything, yeah.
So, however, the teens had no obvious connection to Lee at that time until police discovered that Good had been in contact with Sharon Kelly, 30, Lee's ex-wife, and the mother of his six-year-old son, Eric. Mm-mm. Authorities later found that Kelly had enlisted the two teens to carry out the crime, promising to pay them for their services.
I'm pretty sure they ratted her ass out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Before the shooting, Lee and his second wife, Dee Dee, had moved to Washington from Nevada to get custody of Eric, who had previously been removed from Kelly's care.
Huh.
So because of the misdiagnosis when he was born, Eric was left with significant physical and mental disabilities. A subsequent lawsuit led to a trust fund established to pay for his hefty medical care costs.
Wow.
So I guess she wanted that too. When Lee was granted custody of Eric, he was also given control of his trust fund. And police believed that Kelly had planned the shooting as part of a play to take over the valuable trust fund.
Wow.
My son could have been killed. That's what people don't see. Everyone sees a shooting, a woman disgruntled with her ex-husband, but I wasn't the target. My son has always been the target. Before she was eventually charged, Lee had said he believed his ex-wife was behind the attack, even though it was 17-year-old. Right. I knew it wasn't random, which is what the police initially tried to suggest. But again, he stuck like these people that have to stick. Yeah. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Lee was nearly killed in the shooting, having been struck 9 times. He underwent several surgeries.
Yeah, you always call him bulletproof.
I know. And he went in and out of consciousness. Even after he survived the attack, he required months of rehab. So, in total, Lee was shot in his chest, legs, arms, and hip.
Holy smokes, he should have bought a lottery ticket.
It took him 15 months before he could actually return to his job at a Toyota dealership.
Wow. 15 holes. I've never had anybody with that many shots that lived.
9 holes, 15 months to recover.
9 holes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, 9 holes is still alive.
Still in almost every limb of his body.
That's a whole magazine.
Literally. Yeah. In 2023, Kelly pleaded guilty in connection with the case and was sentenced just to 13 years in prison.
Huh.
So, Mendez
probably cut the deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Mendez pleaded guilty to an assault charge and was sentenced to more than 8 years in a juvenile detention center. He was 17 at the time. He should, anyway.
But probably in Louisiana, if you get sentenced to juvenile life like that, or like the 8 years, they'll keep you in there till you're, I think, 21, and then they ship you to the big boy prison.
Okay. And then Good entered a guilty plea to an attempted murder and received over 12 years. So.
Good's the wife?
No, Good is the shooter.
How long did the wife get?
13.
13, yeah. I don't know if you put 9 holes in me. That's just over a year and a couple months a hole.
That's what I'm saying. That's not enough. I mean, she didn't actually do it, so she actually got more than the ones that did it.
Yeah, because she set it up.
You're right, yeah, which is good. Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe they plea bargained them all out so Mr. Lee didn't have to go to court and say, I'm going to take care of that baby.
Right.
With the special needs. Wow. Interesting story. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it on all that, you know? So, but I guess her ass is going to jail and the baby will be taken care of. And that's what's important, you know? Well, son, let's go to, I think I'm going to steal one of your stories. You know, I like crossing guards at the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to have to drive to the studio with Jim every morning, I had to go through the one at Watson and they get out there. You know, yeah, they hold up traffic shit, but you know what? It keeps kids from getting run over. My brother got killed by being run over. I guess it's a pretty dangerous job. Even if you think like troopers and stuff like that, they get hit every day. People, I mean, you get out with your lights and sirens on a traffic stop. I tell you, go way back years and years ago, my sheriff, Willie mm-hmm. Grays, when he was a deputy uniform patrol in the 70s, mm-hmm. he was out on a traffic stop with his lights on, was standing in between the two cars talking to the driver, and a car came behind and hit his car and smashed him in his legs in between the car.
Well, the ones that no one ever hears about are the DOTDs.
Yeah,
Melissa Anderson's husband worked for the Department of Transportation and like on the roadside. Right, I mean, right. And they would get killed almost.
Yeah, people don't pay attention. That's why
no one knows. They don't put it out to the public.
Well, yeah, I think they do more now.
Maybe, but they
enacted stricter laws like speeding through construction zones and shit like that. But guess why they did it? Because people are getting killed.
Yes.
And it's a very real deal. I'm going to tell you about a guy named Bruce Morlock, who's 74 years old. Now, that most of the ones that I see up here are retirees mm-hmm. that come out in the mornings, come out in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
and make a little, you know, maybe a little bingo money or something. But he was 74 years old, and he became a crossing guard in Burlington, New Jersey, 5 years ago after he retired. All right?
Yeah.
And everybody loved him.
Right.
Look at this little man.
Oh,
everybody loved him and is being remembered as being a hero,
of course,
for protecting two students from an oncoming driver.
Mm-hmm.
So he died in the crash on the morning of Friday, December the 6th in Burlington, New Jersey. This coordinator released from Burlington Police Department. Police said Morlock was helping two Burlington City School District students cross the street when he heroically took action to prevent them from being injured by an oncoming driver. Well, he got hit.
And
he was later pronounced dead. So the driver, who was behind the wheel of a 2015 Chrysler 200, remained at the scene and is cooperating.
Good
with
for it. I mean,
I mean, sometimes accidents happen, but that means you're not going to catch a negligence charge.
Right.
According to surveillance video obtained by NBC10, whoever that is, Morlock was holding a stop sign while helping the students in the crosswalk. However, the sign was allegedly ignored by a red car, which narrowly missed the group before a white car then hit Morlock.
Okay.
So one car sped through,
mm-hmm.
almost ran him over, and mm-hmm. I guess the one behind him didn't see him in time.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't catch a charge, I don't know. In an update press release shared on Monday, December 9th, police said the driver of the red car has been identified. They're going to catch a fucking charge.
Yes.
And according to the police, the investigation remains ongoing and they have not filed any criminal charges yet. But Bruce's heroic actions save students from harm and he will forever be remembered as a true hero, according to the Burlington Police Department. His sister told AB6 News that her brother became a crossing guard 5 years ago after he retired, and he waves to everybody. Everybody was important to him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get all your life, and then that happens to you. But I don't know. I mean, people pay attention, you know, school zones and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, that also broke my hand. You remember that in high school? The boy got run over in front of our school before school, crossed mm-hmm. the street to school, and another little boy, but it wasn't little, but another boy was laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really
you weren't
me
having
off.
That.
My brother got run over and got killed. And I hit him three times. The problem with it was his head was against the wall when I hit him. So it was like punching the wall three times, and I broke my hand.
And they had to re-break it.
Yep. Then they put the bones in backwards because it's a small Clinton infirmary. And then when they took the shit off, X amount of weeks later, my fingers were crooked, and they sent me to the specialist. And it's like, we gotta re-break these bones and reset your hand. They put them in backwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a fuck up. And then he said, do you want us to numb it, or do you want us to put you to sleep? And I was like, I don't want you to put to sleep. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was like, go ahead and numb it. I thought they were going to put it on ice. I had no idea. They
took how many big, needles? Long
needle, but they stuck them underneath my fingernails all the way back to my thing, and they had to strap it down. And I was like, that, you know, I think I threw up or whatever. But yeah, fuck that. Next time, put me to sleep.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hopefully.
But you don't like being put to sleep either.
I'd rather be put to sleep than have it in needles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish they'd put me to sleep for that spinal tap they gave me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I think if they would have done the spinal tap correctly, then it wouldn't have been as bad. I just don't think they did it correctly from the beginning.
Yeah. The lady was talking about her husband's golf game.
Yeah.
They missed it.
Like,
I know I could feel that. She said, that's just pressure. And I was like, I started screaming. I was like, no, motherfucker, I can feel it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's enough of that.
Well, the sad thing is that when you said that car stopped, I said, good for them, because it's so sad that we think that that's a good thing, that they did the right thing.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
We're so
you're
used
right.
to hitting runs.
You're
and
right. Absolutely correct.
So, well, let's go to Bay County, Florida.
Bay County.
So authorities have arrested three people after finding two young children locked in a filthy room with no access to heating or a bathroom.
Here we go again. I say somebody sent in.
We've gotten a few.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So y'all keep sending in your suggestions for the family segment, because we do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to win. We'll pick the winner, and somebody's going to win a swag bag full of RRC stuff.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So on December 1st, deputies responded to a home on Terrell Street where two victims, ages 4 and 5, were yelling out of a broken window, begging for help.
Oh, my God.
The children reportedly told neighbors they had been locked in their bedroom and had to use the restroom. Deputies located the children hanging out of a window of the house, and the young boy said he needed to use the bathroom, but the door was locked. Right. According to the sheriff's office, deputies entered and noticed a strong odor of urine and feces in the room.
Nice.
A steel cable was wrapped around the door handle from the outside,
making sure they couldn't get out,
preventing the victims from leaving. Authorities observed a dirt-covered bed with sheets, as well as 3 blankets and 1 pillow on the floor that was all covered in dirt. A piece of wood was reportedly used to cover a broken window, and deputies found broken toys, trash that appeared to have been there for an extended period of time,
it was a fucking mess.
Cockroaches throughout the room.
Nice.
Child protective team interviewed the children, who said they had to stay in their bedroom all night and they weren't allowed to use a bathroom. Officials asked about the victims being cold, and the 5-year-old boy said he was freezing and his lips were cold. There was no heating in the house. Authorities spoke to their parents, 27-year-old Kathy Merrill and 31-year-old John Merrill, and they claimed the children were locked in their room until they wake up, until the parents wake up.
What the fuck?
We only lock them in when, you know.
Yeah, we lock them up so we can't be bothered.
The mother also reportedly said she knew about the trash in the room, but did not have the energy to clean.
Oh, she had energy to put a steel cable on a door locking them in.
Oh, it gets better. John Merrill and Kathy Merrill allegedly, well, they said, because it's in quotes, they have been trying to teach the kids to clean their room. This is 4 and a 5-year-old. That are locked in the room.
Cockroaches don't get in there.
They can't clean their room if they're locked in a room.
Right.
And
they're using the bathroom.
They've been locking their kids in the room at night since 2023.
Nice.
The children's parental grandfather, who's 73, Michael Bobin, also reportedly lived in the home and knew about the living conditions and locked a door.
He probably did it. So one of them when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm. Deputies arrested Kathy and John on 2 counts of child neglect, and Bobin was charged with failure to report child neglect.
Good. You know what? I could promise you, if I went to that house, he was 74 years old.
That's the winners.
Nice.
Yeah.
Someone who isn't me would have made a reason to take every motherfucking adult in that house that knew those kids were locked up to jail.
Oh.
I don't care if you get out, but you going to fucking jail. You're going to get some handcuffs on you and you going to jail.
I would be putting those people in that same room for days.
Yeah.
And then come in and get them a few days from later. We're going to lock, detain them.
Almost 3 years.
Let's detain them for 6 months in there.
3 years.
I know. No. Yeah, I know.
And the cold and the heat. And that was in Bay, California?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Florida. Bay County, Florida.
Oh, okay, Florida. All right. Well, I don't know. Fuck sticks everywhere. Let's go to California.
All okay. Right?
Tough one.
Beast mode.
So, in California, 5-year-old girl was killed Sunday after she was attacked by 2 of her family's dogs in the backyard of their Southern California home.
Mm-mm.
So the young girl was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. And it's according to the local KABC and the City News Service and Associated Press. Everybody in the world reported on it, evidently. But according to KABC, the 2 dogs responsible for the attack were a 10-year-old Rottweiler and a 6-year-old Rottweiler mix. And they reported that all 4 of the family dogs were removed from the home after the incident. And helicopter footage from the outlet showed what appeared to be the dog's owners ushering the animals out of the house and into the custody of local authorities. Now, footage from the KABC helicopter also showed dogs behind a fence in the family's backyard. while cameras captured what appeared to be a pair of young girls' shoes and clothes strewn about the lawn of the family's Covina, California home, which is located just east of Los Angeles. The child had been around the dogs her entire life. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department Homicide Lieutenant Stephen DeJong told the City News Service. They reported that the girl was mauled on the head and torso before her father jumped in and separated her from the dogs. And according to KABC, there were no prior incidents with the dogs until Sunday's afternoon attack. The girl was pronounced dead at the hospital about an hour after the attack. And Lieutenant DeJong told the City News Service, there's no foul play suspected. And the girl's death was a very unfortunate, tragic accident. You just don't know. We've talked about this so many times in the cases I've worked and everything else. And people raise the dogs from the time they were ever. And the little girl probably played with them a million times. Mm-hmm. And we're not, I said it was Rottweilers. We're not throwing shade on any. It could have been a Chihuahua. Doesn't matter. They killed a baby girl.
And the sad thing is that you're not actually searching like news dog murder mauling stories. That's like, you know, it just comes up, right? Right.
And so it happens, and I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. But there is another episode of.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. You stole my other story. Okay, so I often wonder all of these people on TikTok.
Yep.
I can look at you.
We're on TikTok. We got almost 20,000 followers. You're going to follow us on TikTok. I'll be posting more videos this week.
Yes. But there's so many parts of TikTok. So everybody, I mean, like, we can sit in the same room for hours and not see the same TikTok. And our whole family can be sitting together and not see the same TikTok. Right. The algorithm is so specific, you know? So, but there's everybody under the sun, all walks of life, right? So I've often wondered about like when, and there have been crimes, you know, people being murdered and things like that.
The one thing I generally don't do, unless we do an update on a release or something, I don't do true crime on my TikTok.
No.
I just do cooking and stupid shit.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, guys.
No, I just wondered like how.
True crime is a big thing.
Right.
Like Bayou Brandy has, I think, 300,000 followers now, and all she does is little shorts on true crime stories.
Right. But it also gives the TikTok gives people a peek into
other people's lives.
Yeah. And some people don't like, and these TikTokers are looking, like the viewers are looking at everything. And so this is very interesting about this person, Hannah Hyatt. And she was criticized by TikTok users after sharing a video in which her son appears to flinch while his dad walks near him.
Should I still flinch when my daddy walks by me?
I flinch when you walk by me. But a TikTok mommy influence is being investigated due to numerous reports through Child Protective Services and police following a series of videos she posted that were slammed by her followers.
Right. So, go ahead. I have a thought on hashtag justice for Haley. I was going to say, but go ahead.
The Ogden, Utah Police Department. That's
where I used to live in Ogden. Salt Lake City, Chevron refinery turnaround. Lived there for about 4 months.
The police department confirms that there is an open, active investigation into this creator, Hannah Hyatt, who goes by at Hannah blah, blah, blah on the platform and previously went by another name. There is a detective assigned to the case, and the spokesperson for people, that's what this is coming through People magazine, I guess, whatever. The spokesperson said they will not elaborate. The investigation was sparked by a slew of reports made to Child Protective Services and to the police department itself following a video in which Hyatt's son, James, appears to briefly flinch and hide his face while his dad walks toward him.
So that all these reports are coming in because she posted this TikTok. And y'all, that's why hashtag justice for Haley. You need to keep sharing liking and sharing and doing everything hashtag justice for Haley, because we've used this that in Courtney Coco's case, we used in Mary Pusho's case, we used in several cases where we get our listeners to call in and make the report, say, hey, why aren't you doing something about this? So evidently Ogden, Utah Police Department got the calls and they're investigating.
Yes. And so the video that the viewers called in about has now been deleted.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now it's been replaced with a follow-up video where Hyatt says her husband is the sweetest, nicest, kindest, most loving, most nurturing father in the entire world. And the videos that you guys are all freaking out about, they're just playing. They're always playing when they scare each other, and that's what they're always doing. Nothing's going on. From the moment that my husband wakes up in the morning to the second he goes to bed, he is only thinking about our children and our family and what's best for us.
Yeah, well, the police will confirm that one way or the other.
Exactly.
And see us.
Yeah. Exactly. And then in another video later that day, Hyatt slammed those comparing her to another mommy influencer who was sentenced to prison in February 2024.
Who is she
there? Well, Ruby Frankie, I just watched a series about her. It's a 3-document series, and she was a big vlogger back in the day with YouTube. Mm-hmm. And she progressed. She's in Utah. She had like 6 kids. Mm-hmm. And she started off controlling her kids, and like her first grade daughter forgot her lunch at home, was supposed to make her lunch and didn't make it. And so the teacher calls like, can you bring so-and-so her lunch? She's like, no, she forgot it. That's her responsibility. Yeah. Let her starve.
They're buying into their lives. Mm-hmm. They want to see the
completely
drama.
Yeah. And then Ruby Frankie got mixed up with therapist up in Utah, who was almost like
a quack.
Well, definitely she was a quack, but you're following a cult following. Yeah. It was almost like a cult. They found Ruby Frankie's kids hidden in this therapist house. Yeah. Way out in the desert, so locked into rooms, locked into safe rooms.
So OCS couldn't interview him, probably after the heat came on because of the vlogging or whatever.
And one of the little boys got away and ran to a neighbor, and he had marks all over him. It was in bad shape. So they're comparing this person to her, and there's but that's what people are doing on TikTok. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're taking that to the extreme on a lot of things.
I heard that shit can be real. I mean, Brandy told me that, like, people could just be vicious.
Yes.
On TikTok. Like, if you say the wrong thing or you spell the wrong thing or whatever, they go crazy.
There's no filter. Yeah. They do not care. Talk about keyboard warriors. They're mean filters, as.
They have to say schmurder.
Yeah.
And they can't say murder. They have to say, like, whatever instead of whatever.
But it doesn't keep them from being mean.
Yeah, well, and that's the fucking life that everywhere in the world is now. They're just bullied behind a keyboard, right?
Exactly.
Or a phone.
But these people, you know, think that they're doing the right thing, want to protect kids.
Yeah, and that's, well, shout out to them, because it could have been bad.
And if
it could have been like that other bitch.
Exactly.
So I'm not really blaming them on that, but if they come out and say, hey, it really was just game shit. And they have professionals that will interview that child and make sure the forensic interviewers and make sure. And, you know, that's, I don't know, I think it's good that they called her out on it, but, you know, and let the police do their jobs. Don't compare to a fucking axe murderer or whatever.
No, Ruby Frank was just a mess. And I would much rather have CPS called on me and have, you know,
exonerated.
Then
it's still bad though. CPS showed up, you're gonna be pissed off.
I
used to have to go to calls with CPS,
right?
And we'd be like, we're here for a welfare check. concerning your kids, someone reported, they could report anonymous. Someone reported that whatever. And look, a lot of times they go in and it would be the roaches and it would be, you know, no food in the place mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then CPS takes the kids from the parents. And sometimes they were just poor people that not even dopers or whatever. Yeah. You know? And so I don't know.
I'll rephrase it also to say I would rather call CPS and err on the side of caution right. and make sure those children are safe yep. than not. Yeah. I'd rather be
otherwise we'd be reading a story about another dead kid.
Exactly.
And we still need that family segment. So y'all send in your titles to whatever social media you want to, but it's easiest if you go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app from the App Store. I go there first, check everything first. Just put it in your comments. Just do a post and say what you think the family. Look, most of it's bad, y'all. It's rape, mm-hmm. murder, whatever. So we could put it, do some kind of special sound effect, and put it on the board and send you a bag of RLRC swag.
I got some ideas.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But y'all, hashtag justice for Haley. It comes out on Fridays. Listen to tomorrow's episode. You're going to flip. All right. But go back and listen to the other episodes because you'll flip on those too.
Yes.
I'm telling the story in succession and with a purpose, more in depth than it's ever been told. And again, social media is going to play a huge part in podcasting, this new era we live in. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to play a huge part in bringing to bear what we need done.
Yes.
And what should have been done.
So. And each week after a new episode comes out, we get a call. You get a call from Miss Barbara. Yeah, and she's hard as it is for her to hear it. Mm-hmm. She really appreciates the way you're telling the story because she will say, people ask me and I can't put it in. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember you speaking to her specifically mm-hmm. like 2 weeks ago and yeah. Saying it's so hard because there's so many components of it and you're just putting it together. So it's an easy package for people to understand.
Yeah, well, it's going to be so much though. But we talk more than once a week, but she's like family, but it's so much, so many lies, and so much bad shit that this dude did, mm-hmm. and that, I mean, like 100 of them. And if you just listen to one episode and hear 10, by the time you listen to the fourth episode, you're going to forget about the ones that you heard before. Yeah. Some of them are small, some of them are big, and whatever. But in the end, I'm going to put it all together. Step by step, every single thing this idiot did, we'll make a list of it, put it out to everybody, do a call to action.
I got goosebumps.
Because it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I would want somebody to do it for me or one of my babies.
I'd be doing it for you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And yep, I know you're going to mama bear. but y'all, that's all for True Crime Time for... First Thursday, December 12th.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Daddy. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Numbers don't lie. You're loving the show. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. Until next time, I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Holla at y'all later. Peace.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New year, same great savings.
All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.